through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Rated G Radio. Today is a great day because we are rejoined by Lisa Peeney. She's going to be taking your calls in just a quick moment. And just as a real quick kind of housekeeping reminder, it is a one-hour show. It will say 2 hours on the Blog Talk screen that you're looking at. It's just a one-hour show. So we're live for the next hour. I've pre-screened a bunch of you. Thank you very much for humoring me and getting that done before the show starts. It helps us move along a little bit faster. If you have, your call has not been screened yet, I'm going to say please hang tight, because when Lisa starts taking the first callers that have called in, I'm going to screen you as well, and we're going to get to as many of you as we possibly can. Today, I'll remind everybody, we're going to really try to stick to one question, just so we can get through as many of your calls as possible. Lisa's great, but I know oftentimes, I'm guilty of this too, we ask our question, then it's like, but what about? And we want to go off on an entirely new tangent, or you know, really go into more depth than what the time allows here for the radio show. So I'm going to make sure you all know that Lisa has a great Rated G Radio special. She'll knock $25 off your first session. It's normally $75. You can get it for $50. And that is a screaming deal. And we'll say, if you'd like to book a session with her, all you got to do is call or you can contact her Facebook fan page, and you can book your session with her and do that. So without further ado, Lisa, welcome back to the show. How have you been, my dear?
Hi, I'm great. How are you, Garrett?
I'm crazy. I was just doing a photo shoot with my next door neighbors for a big book publicity campaign that they're working on, and I, because we're going to do it at 3 o'clock, you know, California time. So I'm over there shooting them and doing all of that. I leisurely just take my time and I walk back next door and I'm like, I've got 6 minutes until the show starts. So I'm a little frantic, but I'm going to kind of zen out here now that I've got you going. But thanks.
I understand
here.
Totally.
So do we have any words of wisdom that you want to share with the listeners before we start the show tonight? Anything that's important that they remember as they're getting ready to ask their question?
I think you pretty much covered it. Just keep an open mind as to what I tell you. Sometimes it's not always what you want to hear, but if you're asking a question, I'm going to tell them what they need to hear.
There we go. Are you ready? Should we open up the phone lines?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Our first call is, and you want the birthday, month, and year, correct, or just the day and month?
Correct.
Okay, right. The whole thing. Okay. So our first call is Rose. And Rose is born December 10th, 1956. Rose, you are live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling about my love life. I'm single, and I want to know what you see for me.
Okay. There's a man coming into your life with a J sound or a J name. I can see it clear as day. I don't think it has anything to do with the month of January, but I want you to keep an eye open for the sky. I don't think it'll happen in the next few months. I think we're looking out a little bit, maybe 6 to 8 months, but I'm very confident that your love life will take an upward swing.
In about 6 to 8 months?
Yeah, like 6 to 8 months. So I kind of feel like winter's going to be kind of, you know, alone. But late spring, early summer, I feel like that J sound or J named person will come into your life.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your call, Rose. Have a great night.
You too.
And our next call is coming from Cindy. And Cindy was born July 12th, 1949. Cindy, you are now live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, thanks. I have a second house
for you.
Oh, I have a second house for sale, and I'd love to know when that might sell for me.
Oh. You know, I've got the number 4 here, so it's either going to be 4 weeks or 4 months.
Okay.
Let's hope it's 4 weeks. But I definitely see it selling. But I wish it could be a little quicker than what I'm seeing. But I do have 4 weeks, 4 months.
Okay. That sounds fine for
that.
Me. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
you're
thanks,
welcome.
Cindy, for your call. Good luck.
Okay.
And our next call is coming from Tom. And Tom was born January 27th, 1959. Tom, you are live with Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. My question is, do you have any spirit messages for me?
Oh. Well, let me concentrate for just a second here. Let me see what I can get. There's a male that comes in above you, and above you is father, grandfather, or uncle. Comes in, stands very close to you, and he wants you to know that the best part is yet to come. I don't know what that means, but it looks to me like when they show me a vision here, there's something very significant about next summer, June, July, and August. So I want you to be prepared for something good that comes in. And also, are you holding on to a very old piece of paper, something that was dated from a very long time ago, such as a letter?
How long is a long time?
Oh, I'm going to say anything over 30 years is a long time to me.
I think I might be, yes.
You're supposed to get that out and read it and look at it, because they're showing me that there's some kind of hidden message in there, something that will make perfect sense to you that hasn't made sense to you yet. So if you can locate that piece of paper, please get it out and take a look at it. I think you're going to be amazed.
Okay, Lisa. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for your call, Tom. Good luck to you. And our next caller is Maribel. And Maribel was born January 24th, 1993. Maribel, you're live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
I was just wondering if I could ask a question with regard to finding a potential, you know, person I can, you know, more than just a hit and run, basically. Because it seems that at my age, all the guys are just very, very against starting a relationship.
Right, right. I think that you need to set your sights a little higher. I think that it's more important for you to have certain expectations out of a gentleman, and make sure that they meet those requirements, just like they're going to make sure you meet certain requirements. I do see somebody a little older than you coming in your life. I'm going to say probably about 5 years older, and I think that that's going to be the key to you having a good relationship, just a little bit of an age difference, not too much. But I feel that the person that I see coming in is very grounded spiritually, monetarily, emotionally, and he is a little bit younger, so I would kind of keep a watch out for that.
Okay. This is very unexpected, but thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Maribel. Good luck to you. Keep us posted. And our next caller right now is coming from Dee, and Dee's birthday is August 30th, 1961. Dee, you're live with Lisa. Go ahead.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Dee. What can I answer for you?
I would just like to know if you see a move coming up for me.
I do, actually. It shows me a move, but it shows me a hesitation. Are you kind of wondering if you really want to do that?
I'm more wondering how I could do it.
Oh. Get the truck and go, sister.
Yeah.
It does show me a move. How you're going to do it, I think that has yet to be determined, but a physical move is going to take place probably within the next 12 months.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, sooner than you think. Yay!
Yes.
Good. But it will happen, so be as prepared as you possibly can.
Does it look like a good move?
You know what? I'm pretty happy with it. I feel pretty good about it.
Good, good.
Okay, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for,
bye-bye.
Thank you for your call, Dee. Marcus in the Blog Talk chat room wants to know, let's see, Marcus, I need your birthday too. Sorry. And we're going to go on to your next caller first. We'll come back to you. We've got our next caller is Felicia, and Felicia's born April 25th, 1969.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Felicia. What can I do for you?
Okay, I have to move, and I probably by the end of this month. I know by the end of this month. And I just looked at a townhouse. So would I be getting that townhouse? The address is 20201 Tenorwood in Antioch, Tennessee, because I live in Tennessee, or would I be getting another one? I know it's like I want to make sure I have enough funds for it.
No, I feel pretty confident that you're going to secure the one that you just looked at.
Okay.
Is that a good deal? I hope that that's okay.
Yeah, it is. It's just $855, and, you know, it's I can afford it. It's just that I really want it, but then I was going to go look at another one today, and it's a little less, but still, I love the townhouse. It's small and it's quiet. Yeah, I need that.
I feel very confident about the one that you looked at today, so I would say that that's going to be your new home.
The one today? I didn't look at one today. I looked at one yesterday. The one I looked at yesterday.
Yesterday. The one that
yes.
you just gave me the address to, that's the one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Felicia. And you got to let us know when the housewarming party is. Okay.
I wanted to say bye, Felicia, there.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye,
and
Felicia.
Marcus is born February 28th, 1962, and he wants to know if his friend will be visiting from England soon.
Absolutely, 100%, without a doubt.
Well, that was easy. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. And if you're in the Blog Talk chat room and you want to ask a question, just go ahead and type it in and we'll get to you. But we will need your first name and your full birthday. So let's get the questions going. Our next caller is going to be Karen. And Karen was born April 2nd, 1964. Karen, you're live with Lisa. Go ahead.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. My question is in regards to work. Will I find a new job this year or next year? Or should I stay where I'm at?
I don't see a change this year. I don't think I see a change next year. I think you should stay where you're at.
Okay.
Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I think you're going to be fine. I just think that a change right now might upset your apple cart. So
okay.
Just stay where you're at. I think it's going to work out for the best.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good. Sounds very
thank
good.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Blessings.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Sophie, yes, Sophie, I do actually need the year, so please include that. And we're going to take our next caller, which is Trish, number one of number two. We've got two Trishes back-to-back on the phone lines here. And when Sophie gets us the birthday year, we'll ask her question next. But Trish, number one, was born September 18th, 1960. And Trish, you are now live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Lisa, I'm wondering when you see my relationship going to the next level.
I keep hearing the month April screaming at me. So I feel like we were in October, November, December, January, February, March. So it looks like 6 months. But I think along the way there's going to be all kinds of little signs and little hints that it's going to go to the next level. So I don't think it's going to, you're wasting your time. But it tells me like about 6 months.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Can you, can you wait that long?
I lost you there.
I said, can you wait that long?
TBD, I'm not sure.
Yeah, gotcha. But I definitely see April.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay, good luck. Uh-huh.
Thanks, Trish. Have a great night. And going back to the chat room, Sophie, real quick, if you are listening in today and want to ask a question, today is the day to do it, folks. Dial in at 323-657-1493. You've got to press the number 1 on your keypad, though. If you don't do that, I just think that you're calling in to listen, because we get hundreds of people that will do that, but they don't necessarily want to talk. They're just listening because that's how it's convenient for them. So call in to ask a question today. We're going to get you on the show at 323-657-1493. Or if you're in the Blog Talk chat room, simply ask a question. I need your entire birthday, day, month, and year, just like Sophie provided to us, and we'll go ahead and answer your question there too. Sophie was born January 15th, 1960, and Sophie wants to know if she's going to move in the next year.
Okay, let me check this out here. I think we're cutting it close with a year, so I think that I'm going to venture out to say 12 to 16 months. So I'm just not confident that she'll be moved by October 20th of 2016, so it might take a few months longer than that.
Okay, cool. I hope that helps, Sophie. There you go. And our Trish number 2, also born in September. Trish number 2 is born September 20th, 1962. Trish number 2, you are live with Lisa.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
I'm glad to talk with you. My question is similar to the other lady that was calling about a job. I went for a job interview and got an email saying that I was not selected. And I have put out my resume and cover letter in other places. And I was just recently let go from a position that I held for a few years. And so I'm out there, you know, I'm out there putting my name out there, my resume, my cover letter. Do you see me getting anything within, I know October's pretty much winding up, maybe November,
right,
before the year is out.
Oh, okay. So let me go back here for a second. I see an issue in either your resume or the cover letter, so I'm going to have you have somebody look at it and just say, do I need to change something up here? Just kind of backtrack and just make sure all your I's are dotted and T's are crossed. Do I see something in October? No. Do I see something in November? No. So I think that it might be December or January before you do secure something. But I want you to go back to that cover letter and that resume and make sure you've got everything on there right. I just feel like something's wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Good luck, Trish. And let's see here. Our next caller is Suzanne. And Suzanne was born October 5th, 1960. Suzanne, you're live with us.
Hello. Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my phone call. When do you see my son moving back in with me?
There sounds like a sense of urgency here. If you're okay with soon, then we're good, because I see it being fairly soon. And when I say fairly soon, I'm going to say 2 to 4 months.
Yeah, he's young, though. He lives with his dad, not because I wanted him to, so I don't know how that – we don't live in the same school district.
Right. I think it's going to be fairly soon, so I'm hoping that you're prepared for this.
Yeah, I'm actually just getting a new job and a new apartment.
Oh, good. Well, you're laying the foundation for everything here, so, you know, I'm not going to be surprised if, you know, by the next semester, you know, he's like, I want to be with you. So 2 to 4 months.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Suzanne. Good luck to you.
You're welcome.
And let's see here. Our next caller is Regina. Excuse me. I'm sorry. It's Laura. And Laura was born October 1st, 1963. Regina, you're next. So hang tight. Laura, you're live with Lisa. Go ahead.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I am looking to get a house that I'm interested in here in New Jersey, and I was wondering if you see me getting it.
You do not have a New Jersey accent.
I'm not originally from New Jersey, that's why.
Actually, yes, I do, but this is what I want you to do. I want you to think positive. I want you to say when I get the house, when I move in. I want you to have those affirmations, those positive affirmations, because I do see it happening. I just want you to trust yourself and believe in yourself that it's going to.
Okay. Yeah, I got to work on that.
Yeah, and, you know, positive is positive. So work on that, and I think you're going to be very, very happy in that house, too. Lots of wonderful memories being made.
Great. You think it could be happening around January?
Absolutely.
Great. That's perfectly what I wanted to hear. It's awesome.
Good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Thanks for your call, Laura. Good luck to you. And again, we want that housewarming invitation, too. We've got Regina next. And Regina is born January 8th, 1979. Regina, go ahead, please.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi,
my question. My question is, I am single, and do you see anyone coming in for me?
You know, yeah, but I feel like you already know him or know of them. So I feel like that this is going to be a familiar person. I don't feel like it's going to be, you know, somebody that you just by chance meet. I think there's definitely some knowledge of this individual, and I like this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will have. I don't have the slightest idea who could that be. Long as it's not an ex, that's great.
Right. No. No, exes stay exes. No,
okay.
It's not an ex. But, you know, it could be, you know, a friend of a friend, and you might know of them or of something, but I feel that there's a familiarity about them.
Okay. And you don't see this anytime soon, or this could be much later?
I think we're after Christmas, but before summer. And I know that that's vague, but that's the best that I've got.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not in a rush, so that's okay.
When you're not in a rush, it always works out the best then.
Exactly. You're right. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Regina. Hang bye-bye. Tight. And let's see, I've got two more callers. Lisa, you've just burned through the calls tonight. This is awesome. Anybody who's in the Blog Talk chat room, now is the time to ask your question because we're going to get to you. So if you'd like to ask a question, just need your birthday, month, and year, and then ask your question. We'll ask next. And we've got Rachel and then Mary and then a couple more people I need to screen. So we're going to get to you. Rachel, you are next. Your birthday is July 9th, 1956. You're live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Lisa. I am
Hi.
Going to be in a training class on Saturday, and I'd like to get Spirit's opinion about me taking this class.
Okay, let me ask. Hang on. Spirit is very happy that you've chosen to do this and to move forward. They feel like that maybe you've been a little stagnant, and this just kind of opens up an opportunity. So they're very happy with the decision that you've made. Now, they do show me that there might be a little bit of a struggle, but they want you to just burn through it because it looks like it's all going to turn out very well. So in other words, don't give up hope. Don't give up the ship. Just keep moving forward, and it's all going to be okay.
Well, the training class is for a hospice volunteer, so that's really not brain surgery.
No, but it can be trying, you know. So I've been there. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's not brain surgery. Strings, and sometimes people are like, no, I can't do this too much. And okay. I don't want you to feel that way because it's your calling for a reason.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, Rachel, for your call. And our next call is coming from Mary. And Mary was born December 8th, 1953. Mary, you are now live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
I've been going through a financial crisis right now, and I've reached out for some community help in the last couple of days, and I'm kind of hitting a brick wall. There is a deadline on the matter, and I'm wondering if you see some help coming through for me.
I do, and I think it's coming pretty quick, like within the next 2 to 3 days. I also see help coming from another source, too. So I think that you may be feeling lost and bewildered right now.
Yes.
But help is literally on the way, and I think by the end of this week, you're going to be able to secure what you need to take care of immediately.
And will it be someplace I've already applied or someplace that I've got to pursue as of tomorrow?
I feel like one thing is someplace you've already applied.
Okay.
But I also feel like that another thing will be brand new that you'll pursue tomorrow. But
right.
I do see things working out.
That's wonderful. I do appreciate that. I've been pretty worried about the situation.
I can tell, but I think by Friday everything is going to be all ironed out for you.
Phew. Thank you so much, Lisa. Have
You're
a
welcome.
Great evening. Thank you for taking
you
my call. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've got dogs barking here in the background. I have no idea why. So if you hear barking, that's what's going on. Okay. They're like, Lisa's on the phone. I'm like, I know Lisa's here. And let's see, Moon Goddess, you've asked a question in the chat room. We'll be glad to ask that. I need your first name and then your full birthday, my dear, and then we'll ask that question next. We've got, I think Mary is next. No, we just talked to Mary, right? Let's go to Kathy. Kathy was born August 20th, 1966. Kathy, you are now live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I was trying to find out, I had an interview for director of accounting position on October 1st, and I'm waiting to hear from them and trying to see if it's going to be good news or bad news.
You had the interview October 1st?
Yes. And they said it would take about 2. Go ahead.
I'm not feeling it. I feel like that they're going to say thank you, but no thank you. I'm so sorry.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. And,
I hate
you know,
it when I have to do that.
But, you know, when I hear that, though, it's usually one of those things where, you know, you're going to have the better opportunity, you know, on its way to you, you know, before you know it anyway.
Right.
And,
right.
You know,
exactly.
And I'm not giving out any advice here. I'm just saying, you know, when I've had those big things that I thought that were going to be happening and then they don't for whatever reason, it's usually because, you know, the thing that was like way better was just right around the corner
waiting
for me. And I had to get all of those no's out of the way just so I could get that right yes that was supposed
correct
to be in the way. So, you know, I'm a big fan
correct
of that. Okay. Let's get to Angel Love. So Angel Love, her name is Mina, and her birth date is November 24th, 1963. And Mina wants to know, will her mother's land overseas sell, and how long will that be?
Yes, it will sell, but it looks like we're about 9 months out or so. It's gonna be a while, so I'm hoping they're not expecting it to sell soon. I do expect it to be like more of summertime before it does sell.
Okay, thanks, Mina, for your question, and then we'll follow up with a question from Julia, who was born September 16th, 1961. And Julia would like to know, does she see love coming her way in the love life this next year?
Ooh. Yeah. I'm trying to pinpoint a time frame for her. It looks like August. There's something very, very significant about August for her. So I think that that's going to be a good month for her to watch for love.
Okay. Get ready, Julia. Love's coming. It's got Cupid with his arrow getting ready to aim right at you.
Right.
And our next live call, and by the way, this is our last, we've just, you, Lisa, you've just cranked him out. So thank you for everybody who's called in. If you're listening right now and want to call in now. We will take your call, 323-657-1493. I've got like 45 more people that are just listening tonight, but you're not pressing number one on your keypad. So if you don't press number one, I won't take your call because you're just listening from your phone, which is totally cool. If you're in the chat room, ask a question. We'll do it because our last live call otherwise is right here. It's Bridget. Bridget, you're born July 17th, 1958. You are now live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Thanks, Garrett. Hi, Lisa. My question today is regarding my career and some opportunities coming my way in the next few months. What do you see around that?
You got a lot of opportunities coming your way in the next few months. I almost see that you're going to have to decide between a couple of different things. And we can definitely chit-chat, then when that happens. But I think that I sense a feeling of you maybe being overwhelmed with opportunities coming up, because you might think nothing's happening, and all of a sudden a couple of different things do. So I want you to be ready, because when it happens, it's going to happen big.
Is there a time frame with that?
I'm going to say 60 to 90 days. I mean, it's quick.
And does it give you a feeling of any particular arena?
No. Not off the top of my head it doesn't, but I feel like we're going to be looking at two totally different things. I mean, you'll be scratching your head going, really? But I'm very happy with it.
Oh, so either one.
I don't think you can go wrong either way, honestly and truly.
It's just a matter of what speaks to my heart type of thing.
Exactly. I think that you're in that time of your life where what speaks to your heart, what makes you happy, that's where you're going to do the most good, and the most good in the world. So do what comes from your heart. You won't regret it.
Another question?
Sure.
Okay. Do you see love? It coming up, true love relationship coming up for me?
Not quite yet. I feel like you need to get through the career move, and then I feel that love will come to you after you're kind of settled. So I think that it's going to take, the better part of maybe a year before that happens.
Okay. Well, thanks so much.
Well, you're welcome. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Bridget.
Thank you, Tina. Bye-bye. Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you. And we've got one more caller here, and it's Rowena. And Rowena was born December 24th, 1961. Rowena, you're live.
Rowena?
Lisa. Hi, go ahead.
Hi there. It's Rowena with an L.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rowena.
Rowena.
That's better. Okay, there we go.
That's okay.
What can I answer for you, honey?
Okay. I was curious. I reconnected with a friend. I don't know if I should say his name or not. I'm 53. He's 54. He lives at a distance, I think it's 400 miles, not sure. I was wondering if you see us connecting again?
Yes, I do. Right out of the gate, yes, I do. I do think it's going to take a little time for that to happen, but I do see, you know, connections being made. I like this guy, actually.
Okay.
So be patient, but allow it, you know, allow it to happen. I think that you're going to be pretty happy with the end result.
Okay.
Even with the distance?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people get hung up on distance, but I've seen so many relationships work out, even where distance was involved. You know, if it's right, it's going to work no matter what. And I just see that distance is not going to play a factor here, that it's all going to just work itself out.
Okay. So he wants the connection just as much as I do?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rolina. And we're going to get to Gloria next, but we've got one more question in the chat room here. It's Patty, born December 9th, 1943. And she wants to know, will there be a closer connection with a longtime friend, or is there anyone else for me? And it's about love.
Mm. No, I don't think that there will be a closer connection, but I do see somebody else coming into the picture. I think that it's going to take the better part of 6 to 8 months, but I do feel somebody else enters her life.
Cool. Well, there you go, Patty. That's kind of cool to hear. And our last shout-out for callers, call in now after Gloria. We're done. We've got plenty of phone time left, 323-657-1493. Ask your burning question of the day. Like Gloria, who's up next. Gloria was born November 28th, 1988. Gloria, you're live with Lisa. Go ahead.
How are you doing today, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart?
Fine, yourself. I have a question. I recently had someone that passed away that I cared about a lot. And I wanted to know, will you be able, like, to connect with them a little bit?
How long ago was this that happened?
Well, they passed away September the 27th.
No, I honestly wouldn't be able to connect with them yet. They need to be gone about 6 months in order for me to make connection. But understand that time on the other side, it's not like we measure time here in minutes and hours. So really, they're still just getting settled on the other side. But they need to be gone about 6 months for me to make a good connection with them.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There we go. And Glory, be well. Hang in there. And Lisa, we don't have any other callers right now.
You
wow. Like, I know. It's like
I burned through those. I'm
I know.
On a
it's like
tonight.
I was going to say, you know, when I saw the number of callers that were calling in, I was like, I don't know if we're going to get to everybody tonight, you know, because usually, you know, it's just a little bit of a longer process. But wow, that was kind of fun. It was kind of like bang, 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 bang. So
that was like a marathon.
It is a marathon. So while I got you here, you do a bunch of stuff. Do you want to talk about the sessions that you do locally where you're at and then any of the other projects that you're involved in?
Right. I live in St. Louis, Missouri. So I pretty much pan the state of Missouri and to Illinois. I do parties, home parties, private sessions where people come to me. I do group readings. Like the last caller was looking for a connection with a deceased loved one. I do group readings with that. So I'm able to get spirits in and retrieve messages. I do book out about 6 months in advance, just so people know. If you're looking for a date, make one for about 6 months from now. I've got a lot of irons in the fire between a book and I did shoot a pilot for a TV show last year that's still kind of sitting on a shelf. I do radio shows, obviously. But you can Google me, too, and a lot of information would come up on the Internet. If you're looking for more of a bio about me, about what I do, and how I got my gift, how I found out when I was 8 that I had it.
And so I think that's – do you do gift certificates or anything like that for holidays or birthdays?
Yes, I do gift certificates for holidays, birthdays. Last year I had a dental office purchase a bunch. So, yeah, anything – pretty much anything goes. Whatever they want, I will make it happen.
You are so flexible and easy to work with. I love it. Well,
thank you.
I'm going to say, Lisa, it's been a pleasure. I think we've got you – we have you one or two more times before the end of the year. I think we've got you on November 25th, right before Thanksgiving. That's a Wednesday show. And then
correct.
On Tuesday, December 15th, you're back for the last week of the year. So I
correct.
Know we're going to have – two more times to visit with you before the year's up.
I'm excited for both.
So am I. So here's the deal, folks. We're out of calls, out of questions, and you know what that means? We're going to play Witch Sisters Halloween, and for anybody
yes.
who's saying, what the heck is that? That's my new song. It's me. I wrote the song. It's a Halloween song. You can go see the lyric video on YouTube. And if you like it, please give it a thumbs up. Share it on social media everywhere you can. I'll love you forever if you'll do that. We're going to try to get this on Sirius XM radio for the Halloween channel that they've got coming up starting on the 22nd. But we'll come back with some shout-outs of the day and some other things that are going on. And, Lisa, it's been a pleasure. But everybody else, sit back and relax. We got 20 more minutes of show just for you.
What do we have here?
Met three sisters on the beach alone that Friday night. Gathered near a campfire kiln, their fire burned so bright. They each got up and took their turn, looking me up and down. Can we trust him? Can we tell him they would circle round? The harvest moon above was full, but showed their scary smiles. Come sit with us, the three agreed, you'll want to stay a while.
Into the sky.
They said return next Halloween.
The kids will reignite.
Check that out on YouTube right now. Of course, it's off of my album, Blonde Jesus. If you'd like an autographed copy, you can go to GarrettMiller.com, but the album is available on Amazon, iTunes, and wherever fine music is downloadable. Our guest today was Lisa Pini. She was taking your calls for the first part of the show today. I want to thank everybody who called in to ask your question live and also on the Blog Talk chat room. It was a pleasure answering those questions for you. Lisa will be back in November on the Wednesday of Thanksgiving. That will be Wednesday, November 25th, and then also on Tuesday, December 15th. So we're going to have Lisa come back for two more dates before the end of the year. Tomorrow night, we're going to be live at our quote-unquote normal time. There is no real normal for the show, but we're going to be live at our normal time of 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Rebecca Fisk, also a psychic. We've got two psychics in 1 week. She'll be taking your calls, and she's an intuitive psychic, and she'll explain what that means. And I think all of the guests that we have that have these special abilities and talents, they all do it a little differently. So I'll have Rebecca kind of go through what you can expect when she does a reading for you. And the phone lines open at 6:45, 15 minutes before the show time actually starts. If you want to call in tomorrow and get your call in the call queue early, please do so. I'll also let you know that we've got a couple of really cool things. On the bottom of the show page there today, there is a link for what's called the Rated G Radio Superstar Swag on Amazon. And you'll say, what the heck is that? Well, you can click the link and it's going to take you there. But what this is a basically a compilation of all of the stuff that our guests who have been on the show in the last 3 years have to offer if they have it available on Amazon. So if they've got a book, if they've got a CD or a movie or whatever the case may be, and they've been on the show, because that's the qualifier, then we have their products on the Rated G Radio Superstar Swag page. So tomorrow night when Rebecca's on, we'll talk about her book, The List, which also appears in the spirituality category. And that's a book that talks about really manifesting your dreams. It's, $3 for a download. And I think one of the great things that you can actually do for yourself as far as a little self-improvement and, making you think about some of the things that you really want in life. So Rebecca will talk about that. Rebecca will also talk about how she offers, seminars on Skype, but she's doing group events just like Lisa's doing back in St. Louis. Rebecca's doing the same thing in Southern and Northern California as well. Just a real quick one more plug for Lisa. If you would like to book an appointment with Lisa, you can do that by going to her Facebook page and filling out your 411. Make sure you mention that you heard her on the show, and you'll get $25 off of your first appointment. It's normally $75. You get it discounted to $50. That is a superstar deal. But if you'd like to go to the Rated G Radio Superstar Swag, there's books, music, there's something pretty much for everybody. So if you are thinking about doing any type of holiday shopping, now would be a fun time to do that as well. You can get CDs and DVDs and all that stuff. I've also listed a huge page. I've got like 4 pages of stuff on there. But things that I have purchased off of Amazon that I call it my favorite swag, but I've got a bunch of stuff on here. So if you want to see some of the things that I have either purchased before or either once, like I'm not going to be buying a popcorn machine, 15 times. But I've got a great green tea by Bigelow that I like that has blueberry flavor in it. Or, you know, if you're having a little trouble sleeping, I've got that Calms Forte listed. That is just a real nice way to just kind of like calm the brain a little bit. Anyway, tons of stuff on the Reddigy Radio Superstar Swag. I will encourage you to go check that out. And, you know, if you like what you see, you know, it's usually from a guest that's been on the show, and you're helping an independent singer, author, artist, whatever the case may be, to, you know, put a roof over their head. I think it's, you know, one of those things when we have an opportunity to showcase independent artists, regardless of the flavor of artistry that they're doing, this is a great opportunity to shine the spotlight on them because, you know, publicity today is great if you, you know, have a deal on ABC or NBC or CNN or whatever, the, you know, Regis and Kathy Lee or whatever is the popular show of the day, Ellen. But for everybody else, getting publicity is a big darn deal. I was just talking to an author not too long ago about that, and they were talking about the fact that, you know, getting publicity is really kind of a struggle in many cases. And so, you know, coming on shows like this is a great, great thing to do to raise some awareness. And speaking of that, quick promo for the rest of the week, author Rob Fast will be on the show on Thursday. He's got a new fitness book that will help whip you into shape in 28 days, and it's an easy read, but we're going to be talking to Rob Fast about that on Thursday. And then on Friday, we've kind of gone back and forth today on email, but we're going to have this music sensation by the name of Lexica. She does dance music, you know, like you'd hear in the clubs. Good dance music, not, you know, dance music you're like, ugh, I'm so over this. But we're going to play songs like Only If You Want To, Let's Live It Up, Pressure, Slow Down, and we've got three exclusive songs you can't hear anywhere else: Prisoner for Life, Hearts Collide, and Human Race. All three of those we're going to feature on the Friday night dance party. We had it set at 7. We changed it to 1 o'clock first thing this morning, and then this afternoon, apparently she's told everybody in the entire universe that it's going to be at 7 o'clock, so now she wants to go back live at 7. So we're going to talk tonight just to make sure that we're on the same page, but I'm really excited to have her on because she's got a great style of music, and if you like dance music, you know, I say like back in the day, but it's like today's dance music, but back in the day when dance music was like dance music, that's what we're going to hear from Lexica on Friday. Next week, I'm going to give you a little bit of a preview here. Again, crazy week next week. We've got, well, I call him a celebrity chef, but he's a chef, Mr. John Polk. He owns Mezzaluna Catering up in Portland, Oregon, and he's going to be coming onto the show to talk about his amazing weight loss over this past year as a chef that, you know, chefs usually aren't exactly the tiniest of people. You know, you got, you know, the chefs that you see on the Food Network, but they, you know, might put the food in their mouth, but they're always spitting it out. You know, real chefs actually eat their food. John Polk's going to talk about his weight loss journey over the past year in, you know, fitness and exercise, all the cool stuff that he's doing. And if you get a chance to check out Mezzaluna Fine Catering on Facebook, you'll see exactly what he's challenged with every day. Next Tuesday, we have author Sherry Fink. She's got this book that's coming out called Cake in Bed, and she is the self-claiming number one children's author in the world, but now she's writing an adult book talking about going through, and it's a fictional story, so it's not like real life, but it's a story about a lady who gets divorced at her one-year anniversary, and it's really cool. She's doing a contest right now where if you take a picture of yourself with cake in bed, and, you know, it could be fun, it could be, you know, maybe a little adult, you could have whatever you want to do, and if you go to her Cake in Bed Facebook page, you can take a look at the contest, and she's going to be giving away some tickets to her, I think it's a premiere that she's going to be having later on. Next Wednesday, we're going to be doing our monthly edition of Super Gay Radio with Mr. Rob Watson, and Rob, of course, is the co-host of Out in Santa Cruz on KSCO 1080 AM on Saturday nights in Santa Cruz, California, and he comes on once a month to talk about things that are going on in the LGBT community, and I always love having Rob on. We have so much fun, and you know, we'll take your calls, we'll answer, you know, viewer questions and things like that. Next Thursday, the 29th, we have psychic Carol Ramsey on the line. We had her on, I think, probably in January, and it's been a hot minute since she's been on. And I said, we need to get you back, Carol. When do you want to come on? And I had, I don't know, like three dates that were left for the entire 2015. And when she heard that Thursday before Halloween was open, she grabbed that. So I can't wait to hear what she's going to do. And then on Friday, this is our fourth Halloween that we're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing a two-hour Halloween spectacular. I don't know what exactly we're going to be playing other than we'll be doing a top 10 list of Halloween songs. If you have a Halloween song that you particularly enjoy, make sure to send that to me either on Facebook or email, and we'll add your tally to the list. And that will be a show that we're going to broadcast earlier in the day. So regardless of the time zone or where you're at in the world, if you want to go trick-or-treating, you can still have a little Friday night dance party Halloween style early enough to start out your Halloween. So that's going to wrap up the month of October. But again, we've got guests booked all the way through the end of December every single night. We are going to be bringing you some familiar people who've been on the show before, including Bob Berg, best-selling author of The Go-Giver. We're going to have Monica and Kenneth later on in November with It Matters Radio. And, you know, we're even going to have a pet psychic on Monday, November 9th from Australia, Amanda DeWarren, and she is an animal communicator. So if you've got questions about what your dog or cat or horse or whatever is thinking, that'll be something that you can take a look forward to as well. But again, great music is lined up. We've got all kinds of brand new people that we're going to be doing world premieres with for the rest of the Friday night dance parties, and I think you're just going to totally freak out when you hear some of the outstanding artists that we have lined up for you, and that's what we're going to do. So it's been a pleasure doing the show with you. Again, go to Lisa's Facebook fan page if you'd like to book a reading with her. You'll get $25 off your first appointment. That's normally $75. It takes it down to $50. Big shout out also to Jeanette Barber. She does this awesome podcast. If you've never heard it, you need to go take a listen to it. It's called Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete. And Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete is this hour-long, once-a-week broadcast. And Jeanette Barber, she, you know, if you ever had Sirius XM and listened to Rosie Radio, she was on Rosie's show. And for a while after that, Jeanette had her own program that she did for about a year and a half. And now she does this once-a-week podcast. And if you are a fan of Jeanette just from the Rosie show or her own show, it's the same irreverent Jeanette Barber. And she talks on a variety of topics, including this week. I was just listening to it today, as a matter of fact. And I usually do it while I do my elliptical outside, but it ended up being inside while I was doing some other paperwork and administrative stuff. But she talked for a good chunk of time about this test that you can take to see how prone or likely you are to either develop or have cancer. And so Jeanette went through all of her, you know, the questions and things, and she does a very informed dialogue in a very interesting way. And I think that if you get a chance to go listen to Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete, you should do that. You can find them on the Facebook too, and, you know, go like the page. And then she usually posts the episode late on Monday night, but it could be as, you know, sometimes it's, you know, Tuesday afternoon, something like that. But between Monday and Tuesday, she posts the episode, and you can go listen to Jeanette Barber talk about a variety of topics. She'll actually be back on the show as well this next year. One more little Halloween song just to kind of wrap this up. This is from Sha Na Na. We'll see you live tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Rebecca Fisk, psychic. Call in 15 minutes before the show starts. We'll take your call.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that. Very smart, so I went out.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.